Welcome back, everybody, to KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. My guest today, a former Duke University player, part of one of the most famed and well-respected tennis families in the world. He is Stephen Armitage. And Stephen, today we are going to talk about the partnership, first of all, with you and Mark Leschly and the development of the Universal Tennis Rating System, otherwise known as UTR. First of all, welcome to KickServeRadio.com. It's great to catch up with you.
Andy, thanks so much for having me today, and looking forward to chatting.
Well, UTR is definitely now on the map, Stephen. People are talking about it all over the place with regard to whether it's junior tennis or college tennis. It's now making its way into use for adult tennis. And I think there's a lot of knowledge out there, but I'm not sure people necessarily don't know what they don't know. Talk a little bit about the benefits of UTR as you and Mark Leschly see it, a little bit about the history and maybe the vision looking forward as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at UTR, we have a wide-ranging team besides both Mark and myself that really try to use the rating platform as a core to create technologies and functionalities within our platform to help everyone within their tennis. But specifically to the rating, the UTR Powered by Oracle rating, it was created about 8 or 9 years ago by some academics on the East Coast that were looking to try to find more competitive matches locally. And so what they did was they created an algorithm to basically quantify results from all different silos that spat out a number, which has since been used to the tune of, I think, 9 million match results and is now the gold standard for college recruiting in the United States. So if you ask, as you mentioned earlier, any junior in the U.S. kind of what their UTR is or any prospective college athlete, they have a very good sense of this. And so from there, it morphed into, you know, where I used to sit at the USTA, you know, it morphed into kind of this great metric that gave a lot of different people an indication of level that was pretty fair and objective. And that we saw being able to measure relative tennis level really between different silos as well. So as I used to sit at the USTA collegiate director, where I was looking for kids and how they would kind of play out as a pro and in their pro careers, that's where I used UTR a lot and came to really enjoy it, came to find it, you know, incredibly accurate. And when Mark took over the company along with the founding members of the new UTR team, I was able to come on in May of this last year and excited about kind of the future and where we're going.
It seems as though, Stephen, this is something that's going to change the game. There's no question about it. But then again, there's going to be people who have been around the sport for a long time, like myself. And one of the FAQs that I will hear and that I might even ask is, how does this compare to my NTRP rating? Is there any sort of a conversion algorithm or a conversion process whereby a person that says, well, if I'm a 4-5 tennis player, I should be what as a UTR?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think fundamentally they're two rating systems, but I think they're calculated in two completely different ways. The UTR Powered by Oracle rating is very much of a results-based metric that is updated on a pretty much daily basis from all the results that go into the system. It has men and women on the same rating system. It has obviously significantly more levels than the NTRP scale. And when you compare that to NTRP, which is subjective rating and they're for adults in the United States, you know, it's just two completely different things. And the NTRP is updated annually as opposed to the UTR, which is updated daily. And it's a subjective metric instead of ours, which is a little bit more objective, significantly more objective based solely on results.
One of the things that I know that you're excited about, Stephen, are the California Championships that are coming up December 15th through 22nd, presented by UTR and powered by Oracle. This is a men's tournament that's going to be played at the Jack Kramer Club in L.A. It's going to have players of all levels. Everybody is going to have their UTR rating used with respect to setting up, it sounds like, early round matches. But you guys are going to have some of the very best players in the world as far as American tennis fans are concerned, some household names.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, super excited to start the California Championships presented by UTR Powered by Oracle. And, you know, I think it started out as just, you know, filling a need, which was that prior to the Australian Open and towards the end of the off season, the players who were training in Los Angeles, Sam Querrey, Steve Johnson, Taylor Fritz, kind of would all have this off season block where all the pros usually kind of have this 3 to 4 week off season where they're able to kind of get their body right and make sure that they're healthy going into the next season. But I think that historically they've always wanted matches as well. And so we were able to work with the Jack Bramer Club in Ranchos Palos Verdes and Rolling Hills Estates in Southern Cal to create an event that not only would service them, but would also be opened up to the entire California community and really the world. Anyone who wanted to sign up, we're accepting the first 454 players that registered, no matter what their UTR is. And really the value here is that wherever you are, wherever your UTR is, starts you in this tournament. So for Steve and Sam and Taylor and Bradley Klon, who are playing four top 100 guys, you know, they're going to start in the quarters of the tournament. So they have three matches to win the event. And then we're going to also have Marty Fish, Tommy Haas, and Riley Opelka, another top 100 player as of last week, who are going to start one round prior to the event, or wherever everyone's UTR starts them, to then play into the next round and then play into the rest of the tournament. And prior to that, it's going to be open based on UTR level as a starting point to anyone who signs up. So what we're hoping to have is this amateur play-in that will move on to a higher level and then to a higher level and to a higher level, which we expect to be juniors and college players and perhaps futures players, all the way that can then play into these pros with $30,000 in the pot, you know, mostly in the later rounds. But we feel like it's an opportunity for all to start out at a level where they're going to have a competitive match and then have the opportunity to play in against players who they probably wouldn't be in the same tournament with in any other way. So we feel like it's an innovative system. It's been used in France for close to 40 years, actually, this staggered entry draw. But bringing it to the U.S. and bringing it to California with this, you know, with this level and caliber of player entered in the field is something that we're super excited about and feel like we're only going to grow from.
If you're telling me, Stephen, that a kid that might ordinarily be relegated to ball boying for Sam Querrey might get an opportunity to play him in this tournament, yes, I would call that innovative, without a doubt. Let me ask you this, from another value perspective, as a coach is concerned, the nice thing that I like about UTR is that it's dynamic from the standpoint of you've got a UTR rating as a singles player and a UTR rating as a doubles player. So a coach could use that information to formulate game plans for their students to see where some of their single skill sets are deficient, double skill sets are deficient, and formulate training programs based on those numbers. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, it also is a way of gauging, you know, level, obviously, across all metrics relative to other players of different ages and different nationalities and different, you know, just overall levels, and seeing where you compare in both singles and doubles. And so the ability to do that is really, in our opinion, the most accurate and detailed rating that's kind of ever been compiled. And, you know, whether it's from singles or doubles, I think that, you know, provides an immense amount of opportunities for players and coaches alike.
My guest today on KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden, is Stephen Armitage, one of the principals with the Universal Tennis Rating System, the UTR. Stephen, before I let you go, as we look forward to 2019, what is the thing that you want people to know most about where UTR is going and should be as far as what kind of a grip this rating system is going to have on the sport? What would you guys like to see happen in the coming year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think in general, the team is pretty ambitious, and the team are, you know, we've all played tennis at a pretty significant level. And so whether it's Mark or myself or the other principals in the company who really love the sport, pretty much the entire company played in college. You know, I think that what we've really seen is we'd like to create more access, we'd like to create more freedom, and we'd like to make the sport more affordable for people across the board. And so one of the major ways that we're doing that is with the unveiling of our community platform, which is going to give players the ability to create a profile, to get rated, both of those things for free, but also to find play within our system locally, right? So whether that's local clubs that are able to create events or finding players who are of the same caliber to be able to match and play more, you know, obviously giving clubs and club owners the ability to create cool open events or events of whatever way that they would like to have, whether it's a level-based event, whether it's a staggered entry event, whether it's an open event, whether it's, you know, your traditional also boys, girls, men's, women age group events. Our goal is to basically give technology to everyone who's involved in tennis to create more play and overall bring down the cost of the sport, and you know, increase the access to the game that we all love. And hopefully we can get a lot of more people to enjoy playing the sport.
Steven, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time to join us on kickserveradio.com. That's some great info. I know people are going to have a lot more questions, and I hope that we can visit like this from time to time as your algorithm and your system and the company continue to evolve. I hope we can kind of stay on course with you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me, Andy, and happy to come back anytime. And for any of the listeners who want to find more information, our website, www.myutr.com, you know, it pretty much has everything, including the ability to go on there and either create or claim a profile and get rated immediately.
Very good, Steven. Thank you so much, and have a great holiday season.